Your heart. It's the only one you have. Fortunately, you also have a choice. Expert cardiologists, talented surgeons, highly skilled specialists, all of whom chose WakeMed. Why? The main reason is the same reason patients choose WakeMed. Everything you need for the best possible care is right here. Learn more at WakeMed.org. WakeMed Heart and Vascular Physicians. Your heart, your choice.
What a day we have. What a day. We are 4 hours and 28 minutes away from the scheduled start to the Canes game 3 against the Islanders in New York. And we are 4 hours and 58 minutes away from the NFL draft getting started and putting the Bears officially on the clock, even though they've been on the clock since the draft order was set. Heck of a day. One of the best sounds in sports.
My girlfriend hates it.
One of the best sounds. For a while, remember back before everyone just used the generic Apple ringtones? My text tone when I got a text was that exact thing for a while. Pick is in. Text is in. I would think it every single time. It was the joke. The Drive with Tim Donnelly, 99.9 The Fan. Let's start with the Canes. What could this Game 3 be about? What could it be about? If you listened to the show yesterday or the day before, guess what we've pretty much agreed upon here at this show? Series is over, right? I've agreed on it. Dennis was the first to say it. We had Jamie Hirsch from the NHL Network on. She confirmed it for us. We said, after Game 2, when the Canes did what they did, when they acted upon the Islanders the way they acted upon the Islanders in the last 3 minutes of that game, can the Islanders realistically fight back through that emotional torture? And we've kind of agreed upon, no. The series is over. You're up 2-0. It's too much for the Islanders to be asked. So then what is this about? What is tonight about? What do you do when you have two more games to win in a series that we've decided is over already? It's about stepping on their gosh darn throat. It's about putting them out of their misery. It's about showing killer instinct.
Bury them.
It's about when coaches start giving speeches that sound like they're either motivating you for a game or they just watched a cool documentary on apex predators on Nat Geo. Right? It's do you enjoy watching the life drain out of your opponent's eyes? Because that's what competition is, right? That's what competition is. You ready for a much lesser form, but I think it's a funny way to describe this. Anyone that's ever played fantasy sports on Yahoo, you get these little trophies, right? Oh, you had the highest scoring pickup from waivers, or oh, you've won 5 games in a row, and they give you a trophy. Every year, the favorite trophy, if I get it, which I play in enough leagues that I get at least one league every year. My favorite trophy is the one they call it na 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 goodbye. And it goes when you eliminate one of your opponents. And I carry that one with way more pride than I carry any of the other trophies. It is competition. It is about eliminating your rivals. The Canes tonight, series is over. We agree on it. Jamie Hirsch agreed on it. It's about how you handle the finishing move. You know what you should hear? Mortal Kombat. Finish them. And then you go out and you do it today. And then you do it again on Saturday. The question isn't, are you going to win? I think if you lose tonight, you still win the series. So the question isn't, are you going to win the series? The question is, do you take care of business and earn yourself some rest? Avoid further fatigue? Avoid potential further injury? Or do you play with your food? Or do you push it around on your plate? Like my 3-year-old, grab a chicken nugget and turn it into an airplane and whoosh, do you play with your food? Let it linger longer than it should. Open yourself up to more of the unlikely. That's what I want to see tonight. I want to see, by the way, they did not do this in game 2. I want to see them play great hockey from the opening puck drop. Right, I don't want them to have to taste their own blood before they start fighting back, you know? The legendary, if you've seen the movie Seabiscuit, mm-hmm. right? He's got to get some mud kicked into his face before he starts really running. I don't want the Canes to be that. I want them to come out and be the thoroughbred running from the front and then just secretariat that bad boy and keep building and building and building the lead until you have to make sure you don't fall off the horse. That's what tonight is about. It's about killer instinct. Because guess what? It might not be the most important thing in the world in this series against the Islanders. It might not. Right? You might be able to lose the next two, tie the series back up 2-2, flip the switch against the Islanders, and go win the next two and end up winning in six games. But guess what? A series from now against the Rangers, two series from now against whoever else you might face in the Eastern Conference Finals, and darn sure in the Stanley Cup, if you have a chance to put a team out of their misery, that might be your only chance. Right? If you have that opportunity to make them drained of life, that might be your only chance. If you let them off the canvas, if you let them get up and keep fighting, that might be the difference. So you practice it now. Right? The coaching cliche is how you do anything is how you do everything. In more specific terms, how you play in the first round is a pretty good predictor of how you're going to play in the second, third, and fourth. The quality of your opponent should be expected to go up in the second, third, and fourth rounds of a postseason. But your play, your mindset, your outlook usually remains the same. Usually remains the same. Are there certain, you know, legendary competitors that halfway through a postseason wake up? Sure. But there's a lot more examples throughout history of teams that have the right mental outlook, the right killer instinct from the opening puck drop of the postseason all the way through.
And whatever that the Islanders have said to themselves to try and convince themselves, hey, you know what? Game two is a little bit of a fluke. We should have won that game. Whatever glimmer of hope they've talked themselves into, destroy it today. Destroy it. Like, completely destroy any glimmer of hope that they have.
That's a good point. The radio hosts here in Carolina mm-hmm. may have decided that the series is over. Game three might have the radio hosts on Long Island deciding that the series is over. Because I'm sure they're bending it. They were up 3-0. And, they're using every bit of spin zone to say this series isn't over.
Mm-hmm.
Game three could be the one where you eliminate all doubt.
Yeah, whatever lie you had to tell yourself in order to we have a chance
which,
here.
To be completely honest, if the Canes were down 2-0, we'd be doing it.
Yeah, of course.
We'd be sitting here working game one really was a stalemate and just be spin zoning it. And we haven't seen the best of Aho. We'd be spin zoning. That's what they're doing. After game three, eliminate all spin zones. Eliminate all spin zones. And after game four, eliminate all zones completely and go and like get the sweep. Change your goals. I love goals changing for the better, right? Everybody in high school, what's your goal? Start on varsity. Once you start on varsity, want to play in college. Once you play in college, I want to be all conference. Like when the goals keep changing, I want the Canes to be make the postseason. All right, made the postseason. Win a couple. All right, you win a couple. Sweep. All right, Stanley Cup. Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly here with Coach Pete of Capital Financial Advisory Group. Coach, is it still true that a million is enough to retire on?
Tim, maybe and maybe not. The most important thing is to get a real plan that gives you income you never outlive. We'll give that away to the next 10 people. Call right now.
The number to call, 800-691-3215. Text Tim to 600-700 if you're interested in texting. Once again, that phone number is 800-691-3215 or text Tim to 600-700 for that deal. There's kind of a theme for today's show. We have the Canes game tonight. We have the NFL draft tonight.
Let's go.
I'm not sure that my brain is even capable of like separating the two. They're just in a blender right now getting mushed around.
You'll be fine.
I'll be calling the Canes the Panthers. I'll be calling the Panthers the Canes. I'll be it's like someone's going to score in the game tonight. I'm going to scream touchdown. It's just the things are going to – they're jumbled.
I did Stormwatch and Aftermath early preseason game when the Canes played the Florida Panthers. Mm-hmm. I said Carolina Panthers about 17 times.
Yes. I mean, yeah. if if the Panthers, the Florida Panthers get involved, then just consider me
just done.
Yeah, just I'm gonna have to script the entire show. Just I'll sit here and read. So anyway, I'm looking for ways to mix the two, and I started thinking to myself, the Panthers are kind of at rock bottom, right? They're the worst team in the NHL. I was just about to do it.
There
that
it
was
is.
Completely unintentional. They were the worst team in the NFL. Yeah, exactly. Here's your sign. That was they were the worst team in the NFL last year. All right, let's reel it back in, Tim. And it wasn't that long ago that the Canes were pretty close to rock bottom also, right? Less than a decade, right? You're looking at like 7-8 years ago. They were kind of perennial bottom feeders. So is there something the Panthers, looking at a draft, looking at the weekend where they're supposed to build value and level up, is there something the Panthers can do to follow the Canes' lead to eventually get to where the Canes are now, which is a legitimate contender for all of the ultimate prizes in your sport? I do think there's something they can learn. And the basis of it is this. The draft is the easiest way, the most logical way to get your core, to get the players that you want to build around, and more importantly, the players that make others want to play with you and for you. Okay? Choose your building blocks. You may have to move on from some good players if you think there's great players behind door number two, right? Like choose your core, and then that is, and choose your decision makers, and then that is what everything else stems from. I went back and looked. These are all of the Canes that are still on the Canes now that were drafted by the Canes prior to 2017, so the 2016 draft or earlier. A 2015 second rounder by the name of Sebastian Aho, a 2013 third rounder by the name of Brett Pesce, and a 2012 fourth rounder by the name of Jacob Slavin.
All pretty core guys.
Though, I mean, that is the definition of. And in a funny way, also seventh rounder of 2010, Freddie Anderson. But it didn't work out, and he was drafted again in 2012 because they couldn't come to an agreement.
Mm-hmm.
So those three guys, Aho, Pesce, Slavin, are the only players that were drafted by the Canes 2016 or earlier that are still there. That's core, right? That's your best forward and your best defenseman. And another pretty good defenseman.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have your core, it's about supplementing. And the draft is still a part of that. Get lucky, right? Get a top pick. Get a generational player. Andrei Svechnikov. Not breaking any not breaking any news there, right? Like, oh, you want us to draft at the top during a draft where there's a couple of kind of very, very, very talented prospects that gets everyone excited? Yes, do that.
Yeah, you hit in the draft lottery to get second overall. Yes.
Yes. If you can somehow orchestrate that, I would suggest doing it.
Did you know that your unused medications could end up in the wrong hands? It's important to keep your medications secure in a locked location, such as a locking box or locking cabinet. When it's time to dispose of them, safely and properly dispose of old, expired, or unused meds by using an at-home disposal product or a medication disposal box in your community. Don't miss out on medication take-back events happening near you. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Lock your meds. Be aware. Don't share. Learn more at lockyourmeds.org/NC.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new GoCary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the GoCary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the GoCary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. GoCary, where getting there is just a tap away.
I was just listening to a podcast with a guy that was like a startup guy, and he had hundreds of millions of dollars.
Okay.
And the interviewer was asking him about, like, you know, what was it like when the money hit your account for the first time? Were you just refreshing? He was like, yeah, you know what, it was pretty cool. Everyone should do it if they can. And it's just like, what's it like to, like, get it, you know, win the lottery and get a great prospect at the top of the draft? You know, every team should do it if they can. So that's one part. But also, Natchez in the 17 first round.
Yeah.
Jarvis in the 21st round, the 2020 first round. Mm-hmm. Keep building with the draft. Hit on some role players, Drury in 2018 in the second, Kochetkov in 2019 in the second. You start putting together this core, and then suddenly players want to play with you. Then suddenly Dmitry Orlov is one of the best defensive free agents on the market, if not the best defensive free agent on the market, and he is choosing to play with the Canes, right? And then you have guys that are signing contracts that are long-term with the Canes rather than just the most money they can get right now. You don't have to overpay for free agents to get them to come play for you, right? In total, players drafted on the Canes roster right now, that the Canes drafted, Aho, Pesci, Slavin, Natchez, Svech, Drury, Kochetkov, Jarvis. It's a very good team.
It's a pretty good group.
It becomes an elite contender when you mix in Burns, Martinuk, Teravainen, Stahl, Gensel, Nason, Kuznetsov, Shea, Orlov, Chatfield, and those guys were acquired in part because it looks so much darn fun playing with those the group we mentioned first.
And a lot of those guys were traded for, but like also like good business decisions. Yep. Like we could trade for these guys young and then have them for a long amount of time. And look at Teuvo Teravainen, won a Stanley Cup in Chicago.
True.
Stahl won a Stanley Cup in Pittsburgh.
And that's the other thing that I think the Canes are prioritizing, which is mm-hmm. have you won a cup somewhere else? Right? Teravainen, Stahl, obviously the older guys, and then Gensel, Kuznetsov, Orlov, all these guys have won cups elsewhere. The point being is this. This is what I think the Panthers can learn from. The best way to put your core together is through the draft. And your decision makers, meaning Canales and Morgan, can take a page out of the Rod Brind'Amour, Don Waddell playbook, which is decide which very few from the previous regime you want to include in your plans. Aho, a previous regime guy. Slavin, a previous regime guy. So looking at the Panthers, that might be Derek Brown. That might be J.C. Horn. That might be Bryce Young. You make the decisions on which very few of those guys you want to build around moving forward, and then you start the supplemental process and you start adding all the others and others and others. But I do think a lot of it starts with the draft.
Mm-hmm.
So do not take this weekend lightly.
And something to keep in mind as well is, like you mentioned, like Slavin, Pesci, and Aho, none of those guys were first-round picks. Like
True.
You said, Kochetkov, Drury, none of those guys were first-round picks. But also, we talked about it a lot last week with the end of the regular season. Who do we see come up and play? Scott Morrow, not a first-round mm-hmm. pick. Jackson Blake, not a first-round pick. Bradley Dodeau, late first-round pick. And guess what? They're the next guys that you come in. It's like when some of these other guys, you know, age out or phase out, however you want to describe it, you have the next group of guys ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's building through draft. But it's also, I think this also reflects upon how the Carolina Hurricanes have a plan. They have a plan of who they want. There's continuity,
mm-hmm.
alignment, I guess you could say.
Hey.
There's the word. But there's continuity and a plan from front office to head coach.
And a belief and a trust.
Exactly. And what have we seen in Carolina? Dundon and Tepper bought their respective teams basically the same time. The start of the 2018 season.
It takes some people longer to figure it out.
Yeah, and you know what? The Canes have had one coach, one general manager. Since Tepper took over, they've had now their third general manager, and he's fired three coaches. And now he's on to his fourth coach that he's hired, and that doesn't even count the interim coaches either. So, like,
stability.
Exactly, stability.
Yeah.
It matters so much.
And part of that is, like, Rod and Waddell have drafted guys that have developed very quickly. The mm-hmm. Jarvises, they've also drafted guys that have developed a little bit slower, but you trust them to make the right moves in their development. Same has to be true with, you have to give somebody patience with the Panthers. That's one thing you can learn. I don't know if it's Dan Morgan, it's Dan Morgan. You hope it is, but you have to give somebody patience to take small steps, small steps, small steps, and eventually end up with a big goal, right? Or something a little bit more substantial to stand on.
Your heart. It's the only one you have. Fortunately, you also have a choice. Expert cardiologists, talented surgeons, highly skilled specialists, all of whom chose WakeMed. Why? The main reason is the same reason patients choose WakeMed. Everything you need for the best possible care is right here.
Learn more at WakeMed.org. WakeMed Heart and Vascular Physicians. Your heart, your choice.